Thank you for joining us for another fun edition of Wrestle Rock. Streaming live every Friday night at 7:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on wildfireradio.com or the Wildfire Radio app. You want to catch us live and join in on the conversation? Dial the number 856-457-8660. You could find all of our podcast archives, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn, or VOC Nation, where we've had previous guests such as Jerry the King Lawler, The Warlord, Deanna Purrazzo, James Ellsworth, Gary Michael Capetta, Danny Cage, and the genius himself, Lanny Poffo.
I am the genius of a Florian renown.
Check us out.
Ho! Hey, folks, I'm WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and you're listening to Wildfire Radio. Tough guy. Ho!
Previously on Wrestle Rock.
I don't want to go to a conspiracy thing, but no. You know they have the cure for, like, AIDS.
I've heard all those.
They can, like, stop it down to, like, 0.00001%, but yeah. You know they have the medicine to just get rid of it.
Right.
And they're not, because they want the money.
They want that money.
Ted DiBiase is running the AIDS organization.
Nah, ha, 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 ha.
Dude, that would have been awful in the 80s where AIDS was an epidemic. Like, I can have the money to cure AIDS, but I won't.
Kids bouncing a basketball. I need this for my mother's medication. Nope. Kick that basketball away. I can't do that laugh.
Basically, he comes back in, like, 98, where the Attitude Era is, like, taken off. But he's a doctor now because he bought medicine. He bought all of medicine.
He bought all of medicine. That's great.
So he's like, I have the cure to AIDS.
Welcome to Wrestle Rock with Rick Connor.
Fat and talentless.
Matt Flowers.
Give me what I want.
Mark Hallbacher.
Is that okay, 2019?
And Corey Castle.
Tell everybody that you love them. So enjoy your life.
You're such a hippie.
Hey, everybody. What's going on?
Hey.
What's going on, everybody? You know what time it is?
You tell
it's
us.
It's time to Wrestle Rock. I'm Rick Connor.
Mark Hallbacher.
Corey Castle.
Matt Flowers.
Hey, all right. Everybody said their name this week. I'm excited already.
Do you think we need to do something different? It's kind of weird us saying our own names.
Yeah, dude. They say it in the beginning.
Yeah, why introduce yourself to anybody? Screw it. Let's just be like, hey,
everybody's just
two random idiots here talking about wrestling,
just,
and then there's another two random
it?
Idiots.
Why don't you just do it?
Yeah. Just walk around the table and be like,
let's
hey,
introduce
we have,
people.
We have.
Wow, this is a conversation that should have happened off air. Okay, the reason that we do the intro like this
is so. I'm Mark Hallbacher. I'm Matt Flowers.
Can we relax? He's got his whole American badass look going right now.
I'm sweating already, dude. The whole internet just crashed.
Wrestle Rock Attitude Era right here.
You broke the internet?
Yeah, I broke the internet, apparently. The internet's not working, so we're not streaming live right now. So Niles Young is probably going to call and yell at us.
Apparently, Rick is a Mayan now. I don't know what's going on with his hat and do-rag.
Yeah, are you auditioning for FX?
I was usually just using it just as a sweat rag, and then my hair was getting all wet, and I'm on camera now. So I was like, screw it. I'm just going to tie it back. So, we're doing the same intro, so shut up. So
every time we're going to say our names, that's fine. I'm cool with it.
No, the reason that we do it is that if someone's listening
you're
for the first time,
man, I'm not allowed to have an opinion. You're taking away my rights to have an
Can
opinion.
Can I talk?
Dude?
Can I?
We have
oh
guests.
My god! You know what?
We have guests.
Snowflake,
for the first time.
The show's
not
over.
Everybody.
By the way, Nick Burke is on the milk carton, man. Where's he been?
I don't know.
In love. Well,
he's
trying to get his Nick Burke
with two puppies.
Burke work perks for the Sixers.
We do have guests this week. Oh,
are you
going to
make them say their own
already.
Names?
Yes.
All right.
No, I'm not. I'm going to introduce them. From the Healing Podcast, please welcome Steve Schaefer and Matt F. and Bomb Boy. What's going on,
thanks,
guys?
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for coming in, man. We've been wanting to have you guys on for a while.
Yeah, man.
Matt.
What's up?
You've been
I
on our podcast
see
before.
It drives me
I know,
crazy.
It sucks. There's no position that where I can see all
right,
five people in the room.
Kind
of, yeah. I wanted you to reintroduce yourself, man. You've been on our podcast before. Right. Remind people who you are.
Wow. I know, Rick, right off the bat.
Tell us everything about you. Tell us where you came from and where
you
going.
How do you feel on the inside?
So, all right. So, right now, why I wanted to come back on is because we definitely want to push our podcast, which is going pretty good right now, which I was inspired to do through you guys, Corey and Rick. What am I sorry?
Rick.
My bad. He's going to
cool.
be.
We know each other for like 18 years.
But I've never called Corey James, so. But you guys inspired me to, since I met you guys are always like trying to kick down doors and bust through walls or whatever. So it's always fun to watch that and always kind of come along for the ride with that stuff. And then when you guys started doing this, I was like, yeah, or maybe I'll do that. And then I wanted Corey just basically do it for me. And then I just could have a show. And he's like, no, you have to do it yourself. And this is how you do it. And he really walked me through it and really helped me. And then I tried a bunch of different people to come on and do a show with me, and it just stuff wasn't working. Either our schedules weren't working or personality, and these were like close friends of mine. I was like, it's just not working. It's not working. So Steve, who has been my friend for 20-some years, but he's also my brother-in-law. So I was like, hey, man, everything I do, kind of like what
just
you guys
drag,
do, I
just drag me around.
So when I was exiting wrestling, which is always kind of my joke, is I ran away from it because I literally started running marathons and ran away from it. Steve, I was like, hey, we're going to start running marathons. And he was like, okay, you guys are going to run a marathon. So it was like, that's kind of always our thing. So I was like, hey, do you want to do this?
Wait, Steve, you didn't want to run marathons?
It was not my first choice.
No.
He was actually going to quit. We both were. We were going to quit. We were never going to run again. And we were only running for like 3 months, and we went to Asbury Park, and we did a team like 5K where one guy runs, and we beat everybody. And then we're like, I guess we're good at this.
My thought process was always like, oh, Steve was like, Matt, come do this with me. I never thought that you were like, Steve, come do this
with me. No, and now he's better than me. So it's not. But no, and then I had my wife's friend, April, who's a blast to talk with and just can literally talk about anything for hours, and she's funny as hell. So I was like, I brought her in first, and then Steve was coming on just playing around with it. And then one day, I was like, I guess we're not doing this anymore. And then April and Steve just showed up at my house, and we're like, we're doing the podcast there, right? And I was like, I guess. And we got drunk, and it was like a Sunday morning, and boom, it just took off from there.
Should have been drunk on a Sunday morning.
So I literally, anyway. So long story short is, we did like 41 episodes up to that point. And you guys, we even recorded one here.
Yeah.
I took everything down, threw it all away, cleared the Instagram to everything, restarted everything. And we went from like, I don't know.
Did you forget everything you know?
No.
We learned a lot.
Well, none of it was
none
real.
None of it was real.
None of it is real. And that's what's awesome about it. But we got professional. April cleaned everything up. Like, even to come on now, there's like paperwork you got to fill out. Like, we're really trying to do it the right way.
So yeah, it's cool. I didn't do that at all.
And we've had some great guests on and stuff, you know, and sometimes we get lots of views and sometimes we get the same little cult following. But it's cool. It's going good, and I want everyone to tune into it. It's literally, you know, on everything. Anywhere you can get a podcast, it's there. So it's the Healing Podcast. Check it out. It's pretty cool. We talk
what is
about
it actually
it.
About? You guys talk about so pretty much whatever. It's like world news or pop culture.
The whole joke on it was, you know how everything now is like the healing stones or the oils? Or, right. So it's just kind of like that. I was kind of joking. I'm like, yo, the oldest healing thing in the world is just laugh about shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to get into all
stuff.
Of it, but my dad's going through so many health things. But the thing, we're always at the hospital, we're at wherever with him going through shit. My family just makes a joke out of fucking everything. Oh, I'm cursing.
Ah, sorry. I was trying to.
Sorry. You knew it was going
to
happen.
He's got to change
eventually.
It to a second do-rag
you
now.
Knew
he swears
it was gonna happen. My God. You knew it was going to. When Bomb Boy cracks a mic, you know it's going to happen. But anyway, so.
No sponsors.
So, hopefully you'll get some of my views. I'll make up for the F-bomb that I dropped. So. The whole joke of the show is kind of like healing's the greatest band-aid. It's the greatest healing.
Laughter is the best healing.
And funny's funny. Like, you might not agree with everything we say or talk about on the show, but I mean, funny's funny, and we're trying to be funny. That's what it's about. You guys came on. It was great. We got a lot of views off of that. That was awesome. And we taped way too long and drank too much.
Oh, my God.
So you can't hear anything anybody's saying because everyone's just screaming.
Did Rick get all angry at the end when he does, when he drinks? Starts yelling.
I don't remember if I did or I didn't. No. We went until like 5:30 in the morning. Right. Like, it was crazy.
And then we went upstairs and had like a pizza eating challenge for no reason.
My God. Yeah, it was crazy. But jeez.
Other than that, I mean, I met these guys wrestling in what 2007?
Six, I think.
Seven. Maybe six, yeah, because it was before WPW.
It was Rebels.
And Blackballed, yeah.
When was that show that your buddy ran?
That was March of 2007.
I literally met you like 2 months before that.
Which, Wickenhaman.
Wickenhaman.
Yeah.
It has like a Twitter following. People are into it. People talking about it.
We're gonna do an in-depth
Wickenhaman is like show. Got a it's, cult following.
It's great because it's like...
We're gonna try to revive it and run a second show.
It's like art, you know, it's not appreciated in its time.
Right. It's
I think it was ahead of its time, if you ask me. It really was. Like the AEW...
If you look at the card, the card was a good card. I mean, yeah. It was bizarre for sure.
It was bizarre, but it was a solid card, man. It was a solid show. Every match on there was great. That's another one I want to post to YouTube. We got to get Scott McGonigal in here. Good old Scotty Dick. See if I can get his.
The best part about that show, I only knew you guys a little bit then at that point, and Corey was supposed to wrestle like in a. You were supposed to wrestle.
So I was trying to do something with GQ.
And somebody else. Matt Turner or something?
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, Matt Turner.
So
yeah.
You were like, yo, why don't we do a match? And I was like, yeah, cool. And you were like, yo, I want to kick off the show. I was like, that's awesome, blah, blah, blah. And we get in the back, remember? And we were trying something. We were going to do something. You were up on my shoulders.
Oh, right. That was what I was thinking you were talking about.
And I threw you off.
And you expect me to land on my feet?
A normal person would. And he right on his ass in front of everybody. And he didn't know me enough yet to like yell at me. It was so funny. And then I ripped your hair out in the matches.
Yeah.
But
what was funny was like being there that night and just not knowing you guys yet. And that was what was funny about it is like we beat the hell out of each other in that match. Without knowing you, I was like, oh, man, he's never going to talk. And he stiffed me really bad. And his smack looked so little because he has hair. When I smacked him, it was like, it was fine. Yeah. And it looked good. And I never touched him.
Right.
And he damn near broke my jaw.
That was payback for you ripping his hair.
He dropped me on my butt.
Well, I think I like the hair rip out. I thought it was brutal as hell.
I gave you kick pads to wear. In the match.
You tried ripping his shirt off, but when you grabbed him, because he's got that long hair, so you grabbed part of his hair.
It looked cool, though.
And it wasn't like tug. It was like five in a row real quick.
It looked cool. So he was just laying there in a pile, like his hair.
Yeah, whatever happened to that tag team that was on the card? Faith No More? Faith
yeah,
and
what?
Oh, Faith and Nothing.
I don't know. They're in Ohio. I've never seen those dudes. I don't know.
Oh, are they really?
I want to know why he booked those guys.
I feel like the guy with the mask kind of got over in a lot of places.
I'm pretty sure.
Like hardcore stuff.
I'm pretty sure.
New Jack cut him up. Remember, he had those big cuts all over.
Right. Yeah.
Of course, New Jack.
I think that I actually found them.
Oh, really?
MySpace.
Cool.
I found them on MySpace. This tells you the timestamp. I found them and I showed them to Scott, and they had like videos on their MySpace page.
Yeah.
And Scott called them and put them on the show.
That's awesome.
Corey one time got us booked in Long Island through MySpace.
Yes.
he calls me up and he goes, yo, there's this company called F the World.
Yeah.
And they're running in Long Island. He's like, I got us booked. And I was like, okay, cool. And he's like, dude, they're paying us $50. And I was like, that's kind of low. And I was like, it's really like low. And he's like, no. He's like, but, you know, it's a way in the door, da, 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 da. So the guy wants to talk to you. And I was like, okay. So he calls me up and everything, and he's telling me all this. He's got all these plans. You know, we're going to TV. That's what they always say. And I'm like, they're never running again.
That was their first show. Their first show.
That's what they always say. We're going to go to TV. That's our. That's a dead in the water. Like, going anywhere. But then he goes, at the end, he goes, all right, so you guys are good with, like, the pay? And I was like, yeah. I was like, if that's what he told you, that's fine. And then he goes over it again. It's $50 for us both. And I was like, dude.
Yeah, that's like, I don't think I.
And then we got there and we get out of the car. Do you remember this? We were walking in and he held the door for us. We were all walking in. It was like Jules, Nick
and
Gabby.
And
yeah. Okay. And he shook my hand and not your hand. And you got so pissy.
I don't recall that.
Because you talked. Yes. And he was like, okay. Mr. Bomboy. And he shook my hand. You were like, what the F was that? I was so mad. And I was like, be mad about how much we're getting paid. Be an idiot, not think
you'd shake your hand. Steve, did you ever get involved with anything for wrestling?
I would help set up the ring a little bit. And,
every now and again, yeah, ring crew.
I think what I got.
And he reffed.
I did. Oh, I did ref, yeah.
Yeah? You don't have to turn around and look.
He stops looking. He stops talking in the microphone. Yeah.
I know it's weird, and you want to look me in the face when we're talking, but you can't turn.
Next time, I need a different seat.
Just keep turning, and the Sons of Anarchy theme just starts playing in your head.
So, do you guys remember Cyberspace? Like the shows.
No.
It was Billy Firehawk or whatever his name, right?
Yeah, we don't remember it. That was like outside of our realm. That was not. Okay. We didn't roll in those circles.
They were like TNA's, like.
I knew what it was, but yeah, that was not. Like, we didn't touch it.
So they were like I think it was in Newark or something. They were like TNA's like farm league. Like that's what they were. Right. Like everybody from a TNA, if they weren't working at TNA, they worked those shows.
Right.
So they would rent everything from my school. So. Like the ring, guardrails, a curtain way, everything. Blah, blah, blah. So the one night there, they had Piper, a Luger, like a bunch of old guys there too. So I was like, yo, this is cool. I'm going to work the curtain because then when Piper comes, I'll like be able to talk to him because they all kind of hang out there, you know, and you work like the lights and the smoke and stuff. I didn't curse almost.
I know.
Missy grabs me and goes, we're working music. Let's go. She's like, that's the best part. And I was like, no, I want to sit here at the curtain. But I can't say that. You sound like a mark, you know? And that was where Larry Sabisco that night came up with Team New Era. Mm. But it was the New Era that night.
Yeah.
And Steve, though, they put him on curtain. So he got to hang out with Piper.
Yeah, that was a fun night.
And like all these, like, legends.
He was like, man, I wanted to work music.
I
wanted to work the music.
He don't even watch wrestling. Like, he didn't even care. Like,
Matt, Piper and I are getting drinks later.
Piper from like the, you know, what was the movie? I don't know.
They Live?
Yeah.
They Live, yeah.
I'm like, that's funny as hell. I was like, oh, was he nice? He's like, yeah, I don't know.
I guess. I mean, is that right? For a legend, I guess. It's funny as hell. It's always awkward meeting legends because you want to like fanboy, like you want to mark out. Like if you're meeting somebody that you watch when you kid, like I met Brutus Beefcake and Greg Valentine and stuff like that, Jimmy Snuka, and I'm sitting there like, I really want to just sit here and talk about everything that I watched with
the
you in it.
The first wrestler I ever met in my life was Tito Santana. So, and I was always like a fan of him. It was right when Martel and him split up, so they were having their feud. It was at the Spectrum. So they used to get out of their car. You just run right up to him. So I was like out of 10 or something. Mm-hmm. And then years and years later at the WPW show, we're signing autographs side by side. And we're sitting there, and my dad's like, do you remember the thing? And shut up.
And then Tito turned to Rio and was like, I remember you, kid.
I was like, awesome. Go get me a t-shirt from him. I'm like an idiot.
Yeah.
But that was funny. And then the other time I marked out silently to myself was for a wrestler's son, Davey Boy Smith's kid.
He's my favorite wrestler, dude.
Yeah.
Davey Boy Smith Jr., yeah.
His son,
well, Davey Boy Smith was one of my favorite wrestlers.
Right, mine Harry's, too.
I saw a magazine in 1993. I was at a drugstore. They used to sell wrestling magazines.
Mm-hmm. And drugs.
And drugs. Over the counter. Under the counter. I opened up the magazine, and there was just this picture of like this glistening body. These dreadlocks. And I was like...
We had the dreadlocks.
I was six. He had
so you weren't like a bulldog
with the braided
fan,
bead hair?
Not yet. Cause
you're... How old are you?
Right now? I'm 31. But in 93... No, listen. In 93,
no, so
I was
that's
six.
That's why I'm saying like you didn't know like,
not,
the, like the bulldog.
No, but like this was a time where like my cousin gave me like a bunch of... tapes from like hours and hours of wrestling and all, so I would like sit them and watch them and like get to know the guys. But I saw this body, dude, and I was just like, "Who?" I was a kid, and like it made me want to like, I want to have that body, like that, like you know, what I mean? Like that larger than life thing and all. And
yo, and he's
so
like
I eventually became
he's 5'9", which doesn't make any sense how his kid's so damn big.
Yeah, but I'm a big fan of Davey Boy Smith.
You're
Jr.
bigger than him now. That's weird, right?
David Hartsman.
Yeah, he was like 5'9". It's funny when you're a kid, and you see this in a magazine, you think they're like
larger than life
guys, and then you meet them and you're like, oh wait, they're way smaller than what you think.
I would love to.
The one is being 10 years old and Andre the Giant's walking to the ring. that spectrum.
Yeah.
Andre the Giant, Hulk Hogan,
you?
Versus King Kong Bundy.
This is this is a Mark Kulbacher story?
I was 9, 10 years old with my dad and my brother, and Andre walked out, and he was a not his head, his part of his arm was over the crowd just walking to the ring. He was such a freak, like, in a good way. Like, it was just...
Right. That's a true spectacle.
Yeah.
Right. Yo, the nicest big guy I ever met was the same time, the same event I was at when Tito... I came out of his hand. One Man Gang was Akeem at the time. Boss Man just healed us and walked past everybody. But Akeem Gang stopped, signed everyone's art. I had like this picture with him. I was never a fan of him before that. Then I was like, he's my favorite. He was so nice. He was such a nice guy. But again, huge. I was like, God damn, he's so big. Another one, when I went to ECW when I was like 18, and that guy I knew that did like the hard camera, so we go in like the back door, Shane Douglas. Has the biggest head
human
I've ever seen.
His head is massive.
And Bam Bam, I marked out for that because that's the iconic head tattoo. And I was like, Bam Bam's standing there. I was like, that was weird.
It's funny you mentioned the autograph and that's why you liked him. I have the exact opposite story from Marty Jannetty. Because I was at the Spectrum, and we got like the, what is it, like the press box or the box seats up top, and the wrestlers would come up from the locker room. No. We just happened to know somebody that knew a guy, and it was a whole thing. But
Rick just had to go in a closet for about 5 minutes with someone.
Why not?
I need to go scream.
Why not Shawn Michaels? They were like,
because Shawn Michaels wasn't there. Hold
on
a second.
We can get Marty, but we can't get Shawn.
No, I wasn't interviewing people. I'm talking about when I was 10.
But they're like, he doesn't meet kids. Marty will.
No, but
he's
they were
kids.
They were coming up from the locker room to watch the matches. That was what happened. Like, so like Mr. Perfect would come up, not to like sit with us or anything like that, but they would like stand behind us and watch for a second. So it was like Kerry Von Erich and like all these other people. And Marty Jannetty actually got up, came up and sat down like, you know, maybe 10 feet from me. And so I quickly grabbed, you know, I bought the program. So I grabbed my program and I grabbed the pen and I started walking up. Dude, security stepped in front of me and went, what are you doing? I was like, I was going to ask Marty Jannetty for his autograph. He goes, hang on a second.
Was he a rocker?
Security goes, yeah, he was when he was with the Rockers. So he goes to talk to Jannetty, and then he comes back, and he's like, he said not right now. Go sit down.
Because I feel like after the split, you could have got the autograph. He would have been thrilled.
Yeah, right?
I think Austin was the nicest guy I ever met, but I think my biggest markout moment was I was at a WCW event. It was for QVC. So he went to a live event where they were having matches in between. They were selling WCW merchandise.
At QVC?
Yeah, it was really... No, it wasn't at QVC. It was in the Wells Fargo Center or FU Center or wherever it was then. And plus the greatest match I've ever seen live. That was Benoit and Jericho versus... it was Benoit and Malenko versus Jericho and Eddie Guerrero.
Wow.
And they did a 45-minute match, which was just out of this world. But
nice.
Brett was bad back then. That's when Brett was bad, and Diamond Dallas Page was wrestling the Giant, and Brett came out and hit Diamond Dallas Page with a chair, and all these people are booing, and we have this girl on her shoulder wearing a Calgary Hitman jersey, and Brett's supposed to be acting all tough, and he just looks over and winks at us, and then keeps walking. Like, that's the coolest thing that's ever happened to me. Brett was God to me, so that was...
Yeah. I think the biggest thing I marked out for, and Corey can back this, was we were sitting eating somewhere, and Rich brought up the fact he was Dr. Chung, and I was like, you're Dr. Chung? And I was like, I didn't know it, because I knew you there for like a while, and I was like...
Yeah, we were in Chicago together.
I would always love being on shows and like find out who like the ants were. And I was like, you guys are the ants? I've worked with you. And they're like, you're such an idiot. I was like, it was always funny to me to like... You work people on other shows, and they're not under the hood,
right?
And like, you know, whatever. And then I'm like, oh wait, you're playing that part. And I was like, that's so cool.
It was weird. I got my hands on a Chikara DVD, and I popped it in from like 2005 or something like that. And I'm sitting there watching. And I was like, oh yeah, I remember me doing this match. And then I'm skipping the past, and then I see Matt Bomboy walk out, and then the next person that walks out is Dinmock, and I'm like, how the hell was I on the show with these people and I had no idea? You guys were wearing masks, so I'm worse than you guys are.
Well, sometimes at shows back
in the day, Rick, like, alcohol.
Yeah, so, that's true. Back in the day, dude, at shows, you would disappear and like go be outside smoking cigarettes the whole time and doing all that kind of stuff.
But we didn't know each other then.
No,
which
no.
led me to another story that I skipped when you were talking about being on shows at WPW with those names like Jimmy Snuka, he bummed you a cigarette or something.
Yeah,
like,
I was sitting.
You turned right to me and you were like, "Jimmy Snuka, just give me a cigarette." In a voice I never heard you make.
Well, I mean, I was sitting in the back.
I don't know if I should say his name, but another wrestler went outside and got high with him and was like, "I just got high with Snuka." What's that?
I didn't say. I didn't say anything.
Well, no, I was in the back with Dahmer and Valentine, and they were smoking, and I was talking to them, and then Snuka comes out and sits down and pulls out his cigarettes, and I'm like, oh, man. And like Valentine and Dahmer start talking to him, so I'm like, I want to be part of this conversation, but I don't have my cigarettes on me. So I was like, I'll be right back. I'm going to grab my cigarettes. And he goes, oh, no, brother. Here you go. And he hands me a cigarette, and I'm like, I almost don't want to smoke this. Joey Snuka just gave me a cigarette.
Gave me like the bar.
The Snickers bar, yeah. I remember that story. Right. You know.
Bret Hart gave me his sunglasses.
No, he didn't. Shut up.
Really?
You're a liar.
No, he didn't. Raven bought me shots. That's about it.
Yeah, there you go. That's something. That's something.
I don't have any of those cool stories.
This is just going to be a mark out show.
No,
are we going to talk about
any wrestling news? Or
is like the biggest week in wrestling.
Dude, there's a lot going on. I mean, see, John Morrison's coming back.
Yeah, I was about to.
Yeah. John Morrison got re-signed.
SmackDown. I don't know if that's what all that, but
no, that'd be awesome if they did. Though
Impact just got a TV deal too.
Yeah, they're going to Access at the end of October.
So hope
I thought that was going to start
lost
this
a
week.
Lot of guys, though, now
oh, apparently they lost a lot of like their production.
The production
people.
Guys, okay. Like, they all went to AEW. People.
Yeah, is Cage but, still there?
Yeah, because I think he's still their champion.
Because I think because so. What they got Cage and
I feel know, like
I forget his name and he's good.
I feel like since they're going to go to Access,
Sammy Callahan.
Yeah, he's still like there? Their I main don't. Draw. Or whatever.
Yeah, he's
I'm
he's a
I'm in Cornette camp, so Sammy Callahan can go f himself, dude. he's a mud show. Jerk.
Well, just after the baseball bat incident, he kind of lost a bit with me.
We were saying, I have a feeling, because they're going to Access with New Japan, that there's about they're all going to eventually have to merge, right? Like New Japan, Ring of Honor.
Just
TNA,
to compete with everybody?
So
who do you like now? Like out of the, I guess it would be four major shows now. Which one are you going to, I mean, AEW hasn't aired yet. But I mean, are you going to be like next Wednesday? You tuning into that live?
I have it all recorded, man. I'm going to tune in to AEW live, just because that's like the fresh thing.
Right.
I have a feeling that they're going to have a lot of growing pains.
I honestly think SmackDown's probably going to be the best show, at least for the first few weeks.
Yeah. I agree. The draft is going to be interesting too, dude. The draft.
The steady announced teams, they just announced Jerry Lawler's returning.
Yeah. Is Raw like the second show now? And then
that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. SmackDown's going to have the two-man desk.
For Steve, if you don't know, SmackDown moved to Fox. And it's gonna be live.
I did see that.
Lesnar's probably taking the belt on the first episode just to get some kind of news.
Right.
Yeah. So I think SmackDown, at least for the first month, is probably going to kill every show on television, except for what Bray Wyatt's doing on Monday.
And they're talking about Bobby Lashley's ready to come back,
yes.
And they're probably going to throw
gotta
him have, with Lesnar.
Got to do that eventually.
How many times have I been screaming this?
This
is the match that everybody
money,
wants, but they don't realize
match,
it yet.
Dude.
Yeah, woo! Definitely.
Dude. There's so much to talk about, but real quick.
They're doing
so much to hype this week. Like, Raw's having Flair and Hogan.
Yeah.
Did you hear the boos when they called Hogan's name?
I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
He doesn't hear those.
I don't hear boos.
So did you like what NXT did?
NXT's awesome.
Do you think they should have changed it up a little bit and made it look more...
I think they got to
stick with what works?
No, I think they could have kept it to 1 hour. But other than that, it's...
But it's 1 hour on TV and 1 hour on
the network.
That's only for the first... They're going to go 2 hours on USA. Okay. That was just for like a promotional thing.
Okay.
I think they're starting that next week with this...
Yeah. Their first show? Week. The first
I watched
show they
the
did.
Second hour first, actually.
Their first show they did, the girls match that kicked that off, was insane.
Oh,
it was so good.
It was
and I only knew the one girl that we actually knew.
Mia Yim.
Yeah.
Mia Yim.
The other girls had no idea who they were, and the black chick with the long hair was amazing.
Yeah.
She's so good. And
the
she's
Fresh
big,
Prince of Bel-Air.
So to be able to move around like that is crazy.
Bel-Air?
Yeah.
What's his name for the Street Profits, his wife?
They're married?
Yeah. Montavious.
Oh.
Porter.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. She was amazing. She was like really good. That match was awesome.
Is he going to be still in NXT? Is he moving to Raw? Is he moving
Dura Wrestling? Dura Wrestling Undisputed Era.
I think the plan was they were supposed to move the Raw, but after NXT went on the air, I think them having them on Raw gives them star power to attract people to come on NXT. Mm-hmm. I think it's smarter to keep them on NXT. Mm-hmm.
Plus, they don't really have that many tag teams anymore on NXT.
No, they don't.
So
here's the thing with AEW. Like they keep saying. We're going to be different. But what? Like, how are you going to be different, dude?
We don't know until the show starts. Well,
that's why I want to see the show.
You're like, you know what I mean? I'm not a fan of Joey Janela. Okay? I'm not a fan of, you know, the haha comedy acts.
I'm not a fan of Orange Cassidy.
I'm not a fan of...
I don't get it.
Relax, old man.
You sound like me, dude.
I don't get it. Like, explain Orange Cassidy to me. He comes out with his hands in his pockets and please doesn't care.
Yeah. That's like the Jersey All-Pro kid, right?
Yeah.
I was like, good for him, man. He's been around forever. Now he finally got a... He was one of the ants.
Yeah.
Was he really? He's one of the ants? I didn't even know that.
One of the ants.
Like, you can't have a million, like, comedy acts.
Yeah.
Like, people are going to watch that show... They're gonna see.
I think they should bring the ants back.
Yeah, it's just. I don't know. I'm curious to see how it's gonna translate.
I think what it is their mid card isn't that solid. They have a really good upper tier group of wrestlers, and then the rest of them are like, why am I watching these guys?
And they don't have a mid card yet,
and that's what you really build your shows off is your mid card, and that's what they don't have.
I think that the whole show is mid card. That's the problem.
They still have Moxley's out right now, but they still have Moxley. They have Jericho. They have
Omega's like literally the best worker. I'm trying not to curse.
They have the Lucha. they have the Bucks. They have the Lucha Brothers. The Lucha Brothers are amazing.
I think the Bucks are great if that's the type of wrestling you like.
Where you the spot festy like type of stuff.
But they've got to learn. I don't care who gets mad at it, whatever. They can't throw a super kick and that's all they throw. Doesn't make any sense to me. It's crooked. It's sloppy. It doesn't look good. They're too little to do some of the stuff that they do, even though they do it. So when I say that and people are like, well, if they're doing it, they're not too little to do it. Wrong. You're out there. I don't want to like break.
Dude, here's what I don't get. I'll bury somebody around.
So what you're doing is this, and this is what I had to learn right away, right off the bat. Just because you can pull something off, it has to make sense in theory. So if you go out there and it's two little guys doing it to one little guy or a bigger guy, whatever, you know they're not actually strong enough to do something. So now it's like, okay, you're all flipping together. Mm-hmm. And now you're just doing this big stunt. A lot of people like that. Our one friend Brett loves that. He thinks it's amazing. So if you're a Lucha fan and you're a fan of, like, Mexican-style Lucha...
But in the grand scheme, is that a lot of people, or is it 12 people on Twitter saying that they like it? That's what I'm saying.
I think right now it's...
Because Hulk Hogan, not to bring him up...
Oh, but you did!
...wasn't the greatest worker brother, but, you know, 600 million people in the world knew who he was and cheered for him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's like people are talking about how great...
The best workers are the one that makes the most money, dude.
What is this?
Dude. The best workers are the one that makes the most money.
Dude, the Bucks made more money in the independents than pretty much
anyone.
Don't
get me started on that. I'll call my lawyer right now. They owe me money.
So here's what I'm saying, though. You want to talk about...
That logo is our logo.
People want to say, like...
Really? Do you ever think we, if it wasn't for that logo... And I'll just say, and I know you guys are going to get mad at me, sorry. But do any W... Or what is it called?
AEW.
Might not even be a thing. Mm-hmm. Like literally, the Bullet Club was that big.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. We changed wrestling. That's what you're saying. We did.
Dude. I just think Luke Gallows owes me a phone call, going, "Thanks, buddy."
Yeah.
Can we get them on? Can we do Talking Shop with them here? God, is that the greatest show ever? Talking Shop.
Oh my God.
Did you guys watch?
What is it?
So Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson do a podcast called Talking Shop, but they only do it on other people's podcasts. And all it is them talking.
Get them on, and I'll be like, "Yo, we have the footage. Roll the footage."
All it is them shooting and then doing Steve Austin impressions for an hour, and it's hysterical.
In the fall of 2012, we were at a show, and he was like, "Yo, I like your guy's stuff is really cool." And I was like, "Thanks, man." We did a little spot together. Gave him a shirt. That's in 2012. The Bullet Club starts that May without him. It's a different logo, a different thing. Blah blah blah. This is just how it looks to me. No one's ever explained this to me, and no one in wrestling can explain this to me. So that's what I find very weird about this. And then He joins them. They're wearing the skull mask, and it's our logo, a little faded out. Instead of stars, it's bullets.
Right.
And I'm like, I sent it to you, and I was like, did you see this? And you were like, yep. And I was like, huh. So I showed it to other people I knew, and I was like, what is this? And they're like, that's a picture of one of your shows. I was like, nope.
Wow.
Put them side by side of us in our last match. Rick, yeah. Walking out, me walking out with the guys behind us with all the – Steve was there.
Skull mask, yeah.
I'm like, dude.
It looked like the Bullet Club just walked out.
Like, what you, and, this, yeah. And that was a year before the Bullet Club even started. Right.
Here's a question.
The first thing.
Here's a question. If you confront him with this, how hard will he laugh at you?
So here's
we can actually get Luke Gallows on.
So here's what's funny about it. My logo, the TNE logo, our logo was patented, ready for this, 2006. So my friend Ash, who's a lawyer in Philly, entertainment lawyer, is like, let's go get this money. And I was like, wait till Vince puts it on TV.
Yeah, but New Japan owns the logo and the name and
they
everything.
They don't own anything.
Yeah, they do.
They ripped the logo off. They don't know it. They don't know it. I get that. But it's been patent since 2000. Right. I know it bums you out.
No, the Bullet Club logo
is a ripoff of our logo. I know it really bums you out. I can tell.
It really
no,
puts dirt
it's
in your game.
Not used. Wait, look, if they were a band or something totally different, I could be like, okay, it's different. Mm. But I've had actual lawyers be like, you can go get this money. Like, it's very easy.
Why haven't you done it yet?
Go get that New Japan.
He's waiting for Vince to put it on TV.
No, that's my joke. It is. But honestly, God, truth, everything that's holy.
Since 2013.
What?
On my grandmother's grave, I swear to you. I think it's awesome that something we came up with or that my friend Ryan Drew helped other guys. I think that's awesome.
That's true.
Don't want any of their money. They did something with it that I couldn't do. That's awesome.
You just want Luke
Gallows
to admit that he stole it.
Yo, man. Thanks for the idea. I use this? I would have been like, yeah, dude, absolutely. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
You know, he may not have done a straight ripoff, too. It might have been just like they were designing something, and subconsciously he saw your shirt, and subconsciously it came out when he
and
was designing.
And if he said that to me, I'd be like,
the
cool,
OC.
Awesome.
Kind of like how some comedians, they think you steal, but you heard.
Yeah. No. Believe me, I get it. Luke's not like, yo, that show in Delaware, that guy's t-shirt, I'm going to rip that. And like, no, at no point do the Bucks know that we ever, but when no. Adam Cole put it on, wasn't he like, this looks a lot like Corey's t-shirt. And they used to always call me, and I used to call him Corey all the time. Nicest kid in the world too, by the way. And now that he's part of the Undisputed Era, you don't ever think he goes, they just keep giving me Corey's thing. I just think that's funny. But obviously these guys, look, AJ Styles has no idea who we are.
No.
So I it's not about like Cody or the Bucks or Kenny Omega, like them knowing. But I know Luke, like what you said it the absolute best. Luke Gallows just saw in his head and was like, I saw this thing one time with stars, you know, What if we did bullets, you know, and just kind of used this logo and they all had the mask and it was kind of a cool thing. Cool. I mean, there's a lot, everything in wrestling, I was taught this since day one. Everything gets redone.
Yeah.
And hopefully when it gets redone, it gets better. That's like saying the guy, it's like, I invented the body slam and Vince McMahon better pay me for the body slam.
Yeah,
that's
right.
But, what are you talking about? They're suing about the man.
But yeah, right. Like that's,
come on,
and
dude.
That's almost what it is. But
I love you, Rick. Stop.
I think what bothers me about it, when it started bothering me, is when I was gonna come back, and I said to you, I was like, I feel like a weirdo now in like the locker room putting my gear on, because it looks like, oh, you guys rip like the Bullet Club on.
The Bullet Club logo,
like,
off.
Really? Like that's what I would. That's when,
because they're the brand now, and that's
they're the brand.
That's
when
it really started. Not bother me that it got over. I'm so happy for all those guys that.
Dude, that one image when they got awesome, the painted faces, and AJ used to wear the mask with the anime hair when he used to have what he used to call the soccer mom hair when he came out over the mat. They looked so bad.
Yeah, and
ass,
like
man,
and like. Haku's kids are still doing
they
whatever.
They look so cool in your guys' logo.
They look awesome.
I like the Gorillas of Destiny.
No,
like
but like,
guys.
There's no way to prove. Like, I would just love. I think I would just love to know where did they get the idea from them. Like, who came up with it? Just tell me. Like, I would just like to know that. That's all.
I know.
Why is that such
I would love to be there.
He's so bothered by it. No, listen. First time I was ever on here, he was like, whoa, was it like a WPW show? He loves to hammer you guys.
I would love. Listen.
Your tattoo when you, is the biggest thing to ever happen in wrestling since the late 90s.
When you
I hate Corey.
When you go up to Luke Allen and say, hey, Luke.
I wouldn't be there.
Dude, unfortunately, I don't know how you talk to people. How hard he would laugh.
Clearly, you've never seen me actually talk to anybody. I would never talk to him.
Mr. Luke Gallows, sir.
I've had cauliflower.
You took my logo.
Listen, I'm 39. I've had cauliflower ear, and I've been a wrestler a lot longer than Luke Gallows has been.
Sir?
Yeah,
you took my logo.
You're about to find out how I talk.
What?
I got money on this. I got money riding.
What? Oh, man. Can I bring up a story?
No.
Mr. Rick. Do it.
Did you guys see
I used to wear bulletproof vest type of thing.
Can you let him finish his story?
Big Boss Man started wearing it and
yeah.
The shield.
He's going to jump over this table, dude, and I'm going to film the entire thing. That's going on YouTube. That's the Wrestle Rock Block this week.
I do like people like Matt because they're so protective. This is what I think makes this business so great. People like Matt, because they're so protective of what they like.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell me what I like, where it came
from. Right.
Or another twist on it or another turn on it.
Those are the best kind of fans.
Thank you.
In fairness, check this out real quick.
I just think Real American plays inside 24/7.
At the show, Larry Sabisco was on. I was terrified to go up. I wanted a picture with him wearing our shirt because the name came from him. Right. But I was terrified to tell him that because I was like, he's going to make me pay him. So I was like scared. I was like, I'm not going to, never mind. I don't want the picture.
Right.
I'd be like, oh, so how many of these have you sold? We've had promoters because we made so much. Raven packed his stuff up and wouldn't even sell his stuff near us, remember?
Right, yeah.
Walked away. Yeah. He was like, your guys' stuff is great. Packed his stuff and walked away.
He kind of was hitting on you, though.
And we would say, he was like, hey, nice underwear, Matt. Say, like, my underwear. And he snapped the pants.
That's awesome.
Wow.
But that's sexual harassment.
You got sexually harassed by
Raven. Money from us. They'd be like, well, how much money did you guys make off the table? Right. And they would try, because we were cleaning house.
Right. They came up and were like, hey, Raven said he wants to give you a back massage.
I was like, for the story, I'll do it.
Gotta do it for the story. Speaking of stories, I got one.
Please.
Did you guys see the Matt Hardy cameo video?
No.
There's a viral Steve video that went around. Did you?
Oh. He turned around. No, I did not. Away from the mic. It's funny.
There was a you know the website Cameo, right? Yeah, they got the celebrities on there for like $100 or a couple $100. They'll send you a video. Well, some parents sent Matt Hardy letters asking him to talk to their 3-year-old to get him to use the potty. And Matt Hardy cut probably about a 4-minute video talking to this kid and trying to potty train this kid through this video.
Do you have audio?
The Woken?
I do.
The Woken gimmick?
Is he still signed?
Awesome. With the Woken video.
Is he still signed?
Yeah, he's still there. I got a little piece of the audio. You guys want to hear it?
I must now speak to you in a very serious tone, my young 3-year-old friend. Yes. I want you to speak up and tell your parents when you need to go to the potty. Yes. As the old song goes, P-O-T-T-Y. Poo poo and pee pee, go in the potty. Yes! Dean the Dictator, I need you to start using the potty. I need you to tell your parents when you must go. Because if you do not, Dean, then I must delete, 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 delete you!
Oh,
was
my
his son
God.
A Matt Hardy fan?
I will
or
never
parents,
get that 2 minutes back.
I swear to God, I was waiting to be like, that was for the dad. Mark.
Yeah, you know it was, dude. I hate your story, dude. Now I know that's what happened.
Because the dad's a mark.
The kid doesn't care.
I have a 5-year-old and a 1-year-old. Right. He has no.
He wants to. He wants it. Like I don't know. No. What are the what's a cool thing now for kids?
What's
the,
a cool thing?
The YouTube.
The
YouTube opening toys.
He has kids.
It.
Ask him.
YouTube and the open toys. That's what kids are.
Yeah,
into.
Like
yeah, I heard that. They're watching the people open
ridiculous.
Toy videos.
Ridiculous.
And getting millions of
those
dollars
people
for.
Are famous now to our kids.
Yeah. Like
Paul,
I could say like
Paw Patrol is that a thing? Isn't that a thing?
Kids
like Paw Patrol. Paw Patrol. Yeah. If Paw Patrol was like deleted,
kids watch cartoons.
He'd be like.
Kids watch TV now when, like, you're, like, no more fun. Like, you know what I mean? That's right. When they watch
right.
a TV.
So that's not their first choice.
Right. Like, my daughter will watch yeah. wrestling. She likes to watch them walk out mm-hmm. and do their, like, poses or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like the
that's cool.
And, but that's it.
She just likes the answer scenes. And all. That's
she
cool.
She doesn't want to see
by the way.
That is the best part. Right. I mean, don't lie.
By the way, know. How awesome was it they finally changed the OC's theme music as they come out as a group now? They have.
Yeah.
Instead of doing that weird where they mix different songs.
Right,
they
right, right.
Brand new theme music for the three of them coming out.
How's it go? Oh.
Sing it.
I was going to say,
Corey Castle.
I want to hear it. Sing it for me, Mark.
There's no singing
it
anymore.
It goes P-O-T.
Yeah, did you hear that Matt Hardy wants to come back as version one, do like that version one?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is Jeff,
Jeff
coming
swerve.
Back at any point, or is he done?
Jeff is injured right
yeah,
now.
He's going
I don't
to.
Know what he's going. They just extended his contract, so he's going to
wait until he's healthy and just do the Hardys again.
He's a guy that could do anything, and they'll just like, oh, yeah, here's your new contract. Like, he
right.
DUI. Yep.
I know.
I honestly think he should be in management in the back. He's a very sharp guy.
Jeff?
No, Matt. Not Jeff.
Okay. Oh, Matt, yeah.
Jeff, he scares me.
He's a very nice man, but I don't know if he should be yeah. charged.
Every time I look at him, there's nothing behind those eyes, man. It's creepy.
There's so much wrestling that happened this week. I think we got to ask the question, right? The question that we ask every single week. Who wins wrestling?
Who wins wrestling?
Steve's going to go first.
Yeah, Steve, go ahead, man. Who wins wrestling this week?
I don't even know what the question was.
who wins
who
wrestling?
Like
who did the best?
The best
yeah.
Who stood out the
best
most?
Best person in wrestling this week. Who
I'll
wins
go,
wrestling?
I'll go first, dude.
Go ahead, Matt.
I just want to see Steve had like a deer in the headlights.
I was going to go with the potty video.
So Matt Hardy wins wrestling.
Matt Hardy.
From,
there you go.
The kid from the potty video.
I want that song as my ringtone.
So you're going, Matt?
Yeah,
Matt.
I was gonna say, I'm gonna say EC3.
Mm. Oh yeah,
he got some TV time.
He did finally get some TV time, man. They kept him off for a while.
That's a weak one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, it's EC3 on Raw. Like it sucks that he lost, but he was in there with Rusev. I thought he looked okay. I mean, he pretty much got squashed, but
he got squashed.
But yeah, but I mean, it's not like okay, he got squashed, but he's on TV. It's like it's not. You're not burying somebody if you're putting them on TV.
Build him back up, brother.
Well, that's not building him back up if they're squashing him, but he's on TV. He's in the people's faces. So I say good for him. I honestly think he's one of those dudes that they're going to turn around and be like, oh, yeah, we forgot we have this super jacked person.
Once they do the draft and they stretch all the teams out, you'll figure
honestly, out. I could see him getting like a Jinder Mahal rub. You know, how Jinder Mahal went from jobber to heavyweight champion in like 2 weeks. You know?
He killed the entire market overseas.
Yeah. who else? Corey, what do you
Leo
got?
Leo Rush.
Oh,
Leo
yeah,
Rush.
Yeah.
Yeah,
was
very good one.
For last week?
I wasn't here, so.
Wait, was he? Yeah. Was he on
NXT? On NXT TV debut, like and he comes back and he wins, like that's amazing.
So he's back, like, so he's no longer like
right.
He
right
that's
exactly
good.
Like
that's
he
good,
he
way too good to
yeah
just
yeah.
Waste.
So I was gonna say Bray Wyatt, but I figure I'll switch it up.
We say that every week, so I was expecting him to say either that or the fans.
That's like the go-to is Bray Wyatt, right?
He's killing it. He's
killing it.
Like the go-to.
Yeah, he took out Braun Strowman. Like. This week.
Yeah.
Like, that's no one takes him out.
That's nuts.
He takes out people.
He's
no
like the Undertaker of now, right?
Of now, yeah.
They're starting to figure that out and let him be that.
But us as the fan, like, we've always kind of knew that, right? Like, that's
as fans, we knew it. They him, didn't know it.
Because the entrance and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But until they, like, a picture from, like, after Raw came out of Seth Rollins giving the Fiend the curb stomp or whatever, the stomp.
That's why white
really?
Fans saying, ruin like, stuff. Yeah,
people are saying, "Oh, the angle's ruined. The angle's like ruined."
That's well, they, like, yeah, they put them on a bunch
don't
of house
go
shows.
To a comedy club and a comedian's working out jokes and be like,
"They should take away the phones. They should take away the phones, dude."
I just think, unless it's like a 12-year-old doing it, any adult that does that, you know, it's like,
yeah, really? It's like screw you, dude.
You're spitting in the face of the world.
Yeah. That's like people that watch, like, you know, Iron Man, which is not real, it's all green screen. It's like,
come on. Yeah.
Like, you know, the suit's not real.
Yeah. So
the Titanic? Yeah. That wasn't the ocean? Ah, Patooey.
We had a photo of like.
Can I go? But mine's old.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think it's from last week when the King of the Ring tournament was happening. The Chad Gable stuff I thought was great.
He was fantastic this week.
I thought it was cool. I thought it was cool that they were. For a minute there, I thought. Because. I think it was obviously they weren't going to have him go over, but I was like, it'd be kind of cool if they did. I mean, there's still a little work needs to be done with him. Like, his gear isn't directed to him. It's not personal enough, and his music isn't. They still need to work on it. But I think it's cool that they're pushing him. I think they should have him work with, like, the 205 guys because he's smaller and build it up. I hope, not to jump ahead here, sorry, I hope one day when they move Adam Cole to the main roster, they start him at 205 because he's so small. Like, make that belt mean something by bringing him in there. And if you have guys like Chad and stuff like that that can work with him,
well,
you know.
The 205 brand is getting absorbed into NXT.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not.
They're
not. No, no, no.
Because that would be great for Adam Cole. Because Adam Cole needs, like, that Murphy dude and Drew and stuff. Like, they would have great matches. Like, you know what I mean? They would have awesome matches.
Well, the 205 Live thing, we reported last week or the week before that it was being absorbed by NXT, all the 205 Live guys, and they were just going to cancel the show. But that's not what it was. People took like the story and kind of ran with it and like added to it and stuff. What they're doing is they're just giving the Cruiserweight title to NXT. So like the 205 Live guys. Right, yeah. Yeah, so like NXT and NXT Creative, they're putting those matches together for the title.
Matches are going to be better.
It's
going to
be on Friday.
Yeah.
That'll
nights.
Be cool.
205 Live's moving to Friday nights after SmackDown,
but
which kind of sucks.
You'll see those
still.
Guys on NXT.
I agree with what
too.
You just make it a belt. Yeah. Why does it have to be its own
TV
program? It's just weird.
I agree.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not a fan of that.
Mark, who wins?
I'm going with my big fat flying friend, man. Keith Lee killed
it. Oh, dude, yeah.
He killed it.
You stole mine, man.
Diver check or whatever.
Diverticulitis.
That
guy, I'm not going to work here anymore.
He did a move, landed on Keith Lee, and Keith Lee sat up with him out of the pin.
Awesome, yeah.
He is, dude, he is money. He is so awesome.
That was insane.
Well, then the Murphy dude.
Buddy Murphy?
Yeah, isn't he the one that tweeted out, like, I didn't know, like, he, like, kind of pooped on it?
Yeah, he kind of crapped all over the match, man. Appreciate it.
He pooped on it.
Why? What did he say?
Just that he was...
He was basically saying, like, oh, these guys are doing too many flippity-floppity. Like, he was kind of crapping
big,
on
for
just
big
like,
guys.
Work. Do you think it was a work?
Like, I don't think so.
Because,
no.
Because they were not selling stuff. Probably.
They weren't selling stuff, and they were doing moves that they shouldn't
they
be doing. And
the new...
Lucha's type of stuff.
They were, like, it was a showcase match.
High-fire stuff.
It's a showcase match, especially for diverticulitis, because they have, what's he, 6'9"?
I thought it was great, because I didn't know who either guy was, and now I'm like, that was exciting. And on
exactly.
I just saw a picture of both of them, I was like, why don't I watch this match? And it was really good. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Keith Lee doesn't look like anything when he gets in the ring either, and then he starts moving, you're like, wow, this guy is
it's amazing. It's like
nuts.
Samoa Joe when you first saw him.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, Samoa Joe should be working those guys.
Yeah, like I'm going to pick that. The
Where's
other guy,
Joe
Dominic.
Is he hurt? I haven't seen him on a week.
I don't
week.
Know.
It was neat the way
know,
they
actually.
Did for that match, the tail of the tape, like the whole putting it together like it was a sport.
It made it feel like more like
well,
a sport.
That's what
AEW
is supposed to do.
Well, WWE.
See, so,
NXT stole it.
So that's what's kind of cool. Like we were talking, like if you're into like the matches where it's more athletic than it is classic, I think it is then kind of considered more of a sport. It's more like. What like X Games is? You do a routine, and you get judged on how crazy and exciting your routine is. I think everyone else has to. You have to break it apart. Then
The problem with that is people already know wrestling is like a you know
to work.
Sure, right. So, but if you make it look
that's
better,
no, that's why you need the gimmicks and the superstars and the story.
Oh
lines.
Sure, yeah,
do you
yeah.
Think
that's
Keith
why
Lee and Donovan. Jerk off are gonna make money. Like,
also, too, what I think younger people like about this style is how much more dangerous something could go wrong. Even though it's a work,
it's like watching
together.
NASCAR. So it's like, oh, someone might crash.
Like, right. It's almost like you're watching these two guys go 100 miles an hour.
Honestly, I think Keith Lee can make money. The other guy, he doesn't have a personality yet. Yeah. But
no. Well, he's new,
he's
right?
He's very new, but like I said, they're very high on him. He's 6'9".
He was a Ring of Honor top prospect.
Outside of Boston.
Yeah, he's from Boston.
Oh, I thought he was like... Boston. Like the blonde.
He's Russian. His family's like Ukrainian.
He was the one that...
Like
Omega called out or something, and then he was like, remember when I got a bigger pop than you on whatever
right.
show? I think that's cool when they're going back and forth.
And then Hulk Hogan's sitting there. Why? Cool,
why not?
Cool, bro.
Why not? Why not? Why is that not cool?
You have to remember that Omega is...
Jersey All
executive.
Pro.
No. He's an executive.
You're like him. Yeah. I remember him from Jersey All Pro. I'm not putting him over.
But you got to remember, he's an executive vice president of AEW. Yeah.
Title.
Just be a corporate stooge. Don't tweet your opinions. No one cares.
It's the same thing with wrestling. If you put your opponent down so much, he's nothing.
People are going to believe it. Yep.
And then what happens if NXT turns around and starts beating AEW in the ratings?
Which I think they will.
Now they're getting beat by nobody, according to their vice president.
Not the first week.
Dude, they just lined up. Adam Cole versus Matt Riddle is the main event.
Yeah, that's cool.
That match alone, AEW's losing a lot of
viewers. Does Riddle go over, or is that just a build to a bigger
match? I think it would be a build.
Not yet.
But it can't be Adam Cole win straight up.
Well, he's got three other guys with gold.
No, because they're going to set up. They're going to set up for War Games something, right. I believe.
Well, they just put out that Adam Cole is actually injured.
Is he really?
According to the WWE, like they pushed that out. It's like, we got injured in the ring.
Yo, Riddle's cool. I like him. I like that Dana White told him, like, you'll never have a job. You'll never make money with your attitude. And he was like,
right,
bro. And he's like barefoot and like. None of it makes sense. He's like a wrestler, like a really good amateur wrestler, and he's like a really badass. Can I say badass?
Okay. Yeah.
He's like a bad. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Scared. That's okay.
But he's like a badass, and then he's like a surfer. I didn't get it. Then that scene where
just like surfing activities,
where he walks in and he's wearing a suit
it's on the tail of tape.
Like he doesn't have any like shoes on and
right.
Hunter's like, you don't wear shoes? And he's like, I got flip-flops somewhere. I'm like, this dude is not joking, though. Like,
he's the real deal.
He would fight and then get high like before he fought and fail. Like, and he was a good fighter. Like, I don't even think he lost.
I think he's cool.
Does he always have cotton mouth? Like the drool on the side of his mouth?
Yeah.
Like Nate Hatred used to have all the time?
It's high.
Speaking of matches that are coming up, I know we're running short on time, but I wanted to bring this up. On Monday, we got Rollins versus Rey Mysterio, which I think is going to be a fantastic match.
My all-time favorite.
Rey Mysterio's getting hit by the Fiend.
That's what I thought at first, but then I started thinking about it. What if Mysterio goes over for the title?
I don't think it's going to happen because Hell in the Cell.
What if the Fiend turns Mysterio into a toy and he's in the Fire Funhouse?
He's a puppet now?
It's a good out.
What
though.
So dope.
It's a good out for the title because everybody keeps on saying, it's too early to put the title on the Fiend and it's too early for the Fiend to lose.
They've been saying that about Bray Wyatt his whole run as Bray
Wyatt.
Well,
that's true. But now this
with
is...
the belt. Not when.
When he had it. Like,
Taker didn't get the belt for 12 years. 12 years, like it's silly.
Yeah, people don't realize that, man. Like
he doesn't need the belt. I guess that's what
he doesn't need it. Is the point?
If Bray Wyatt attacks Dominic, awesome. That'd be awesome.
So
his kids.
So what are you thinking? They take the belt off Seth, but Seth still wrestles the Fiend and loses to the Fiend.
Are you guys still big on Seth?
Or are you?
I'm from Iowa.
I'm gonna make some coffee and
I'm gonna come out here at the top of the hour and cut a boring promo.
I like that.
And I really love wrestling, you guys.
I feel bad for him because in ROH,
I miss Dean Ambrose.
I think he's so good that his promos and like his character isn't as good as his skill.
I think he's a better heel. Dude.
Yeah.
I thought he was a better heel, but he's all right. I never thought of it that way.
I never thought of it that way, that his level when it comes to promos and everything does not match his work rate in the ring.
Right.
And that's because he bores me. Yeah. He bores
me. Really?
He's a Randy Orton to me.
He gets in the ring and I'm like, here we go.
In the ring he bores you?
He bores me.
Just because you've seen it so much. Right.
Well, the promos I'm not
AJ,
too keen on.
I love any of the old TNA guys.
Like, AJ's killing
it. So I love AJ. Yeah. I don't like AJ as a heel. I just don't.
Really?
I think he's killing
it. I like him better as a heel. Yeah.
Don't, Don't like him as a heel.
Dude, last week when he destroyed Cedric Alexander, they made sure they made him look strong again, but then he lost to Bobby Roode.
It's not believable. They've done so many things with his kids and his wife. It's like, and they've always done that shtick with him. And so when he does go heel, I'm like, he signed every.
He's too nice of a guy.
He leaves here. Like, stop it.
He did. From what it looks like when they interviewed him, Lillian Garcia has a podcast, and all three of them are on there. It looks like he turned heel to help get the other guys up. Bring them up. He wanted to do something with them because they were off TV.
Right.
So he turned heel to bring Anderson and Gallows up.
I believe that. And I think Anderson and Gallows are great too. I just think AJ's personality, I just don't believe him as like a horrible person. It's hard to believe.
It's all about suspending disbelief and selling tickets.
And the thing is, it's hard to hate him. And then on top of it, if you ever see these guys outside the ring, the three of them together, they're hysterical.
Right.
So nobody really hates them, and they go in the ring, and everybody cheers them.
Why can't you just be like that? Just be like New Day. Like, they crossed so many times back and forth, and like the Usos.
Just betweeners.
I don't know if Usos are heel face. Like, sometimes it's whatever you need.
Yeah, maybe it's now they just need good heels.
I think they just need tweeners. Like, I don't know why they need to have a clear cut good guy or bad guy. You can have prize.
I think wrestling's going that way.
Isn't that what Cody Rhodes is saying?
Dude,
about
you need
AEW.
Characters, man. You need larger than life characters, okay? That
preferably
the oldest,
yellow and red.
Okay, look, good versus evil is the oldest storyline. No, this is real, dude. Good versus evil will never get old, okay? Psychology will never change, okay? You need larger than life characters.
So who's your favorite? Like when that
Hulk Hogan?
No. Right now, currently,
there isn't really. You know who was good? Enzo Amore was. Enzo Amore was the last guy that could have been a huge star.
But right now, like when it doesn't matter, Raw, SmackDown, whatever. Like, what's your favorite angle going right now? You don't have one.
Nothing really, man. There's nothing really that stands out. And if you tell me there is, you're lying. Because there's nothing that stands out.
Let me ask you this.
My opinion is there's nothing. And if your opinion is that there is, your opinion is wrong.
The water down
time real quick. Because I've been dying to ask this. And I would love to hear what everyone thinks about this. Were you happy or whatever? Do you think it's good that Jericho, the belt went on him? AEW?
Yeah, because...
Is he their Terry Funk? Is he like the old guy they bring in? And they're like...
I don't know if I...
The belt doesn't mean anything right now. So it's got to mean something.
He's got the star power.
Right.
He's got people know who Chris Jericho
is. So it is smart that you put it on him.
Good branding.
So,
yeah.
I think in that 4 or 5 minute video, him walking in the back room, trashing everybody.
Yeah. Yes.
Dude, when he was telling the Bucks to thank him.
I love
that
promo.
He's like, oh, no, you're not going to thank me? And he just walks away. Yeah. Like, call people idiots. Like, dude, I was warm, man. Good. I was warm.
Hey, nice haircut. What's your name? I don't care. He's so great. Oh, my God. That's a guy that can be heel or face, man. He's so great.
But I'm saying, like, either way, people like AJ, people like Jericho, you hit a certain level. It doesn't matter if you're heel or face because people are going to cheer you. AJ came out to the ring on Monday. Did you see all the Too Sweet signs in the crowd?
Yeah.
All the crowd was sitting up there doing the Too Sweet. It's like, dude, they're supposed to be heels. Just let them just cheer or boo. Right.
You know, they stole that from the Click.
What? Yeah. What?
They used to do a hand signal.
The Bucks have stolen everything. They're going to remember the Hardy Boys' old gimmick. I mean, they've stolen outfits.
And super kicks.
God bless them.
All right, we are way over time, so let's start wrapping up. I want to hear more about what's coming up on the Healing Podcast, and I want Steve to tell me since he's said nothing this entire show.
I thought I was talking.
And don't face me; just keep talking.
Don't look at me.
upcoming, we've got this really great podcast.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's all good. I thought I was talking too much. I'm sorry.
No,
we have a cool Halloween thing coming up on the podcast. We got to pick a date yet, but there's another podcast called the Creepcast. It's two girls out of, I think, the Chicago area.
Yeah,
they do an awesome every week. They pick like a different monster to look at and talk about
like
and everything.
Urban legends.
Yeah, and they're like the two awesome.
We hit them up because we just thought they were funny, and then we had them on, and then we clicked them good.
They do a great job. So we did one episode together before, so we're going to do like a Halloween special. So that's tune in.
We just started talking to them last night about it, and they hit us back up. So we're like, oh, good. It wasn't like
cool.
We didn't piss them off last time too much.
Yeah.
It's great.
So it's cool. And then you can follow we'll post those dates as soon as we get them. Hopefully we're going to talk to them on Sunday. So follow us at The Healing Podcast on Instagram, and then check us out wherever you get podcasts.
Yep.
I was like, what do we have again?
Hey, thanks for having us.
Bumble, besides the podcast, you got anything else going on you want to plug?
No. Oh, we're doing like a really cool race for police officers that lost their lives and stuff like that. I forget what the race was called. We should have actually thought that. Don't even worry about it. but we're doing that on November 10th, so I'll post stuff about that and everything like that where anybody can donate money or something like that.
Nice.
We took like a couple years off because I had numbness problems in my legs, which I figured out and I fixed it through diet. Which is cool. So I'm 90% plant-based and 10% pizza. And so everything's going good. So we're back running. So that's why the podcast has been kind of missed for like the last 2 weeks because we've just been doing that.
It's been too nice out.
So now we're going to figure – we have to learn balance. So that's what we're trying to do. So yeah, Cardi and I can't wait to come on your podcast.
Yeah. I got a podcast I want to talk about when I do my plugs, I'll talk about it.
Matt, plugs are the longest, right. So we have to.
They're not long. Matt Flowers, you got a network pick for us?
I don't have a network pick, but I just watched. I was on a YouTube. Check out Hulk Hogan's greatest. No, there's a Davey Boy Smith Jr. wrestling seminar on YouTube. It's like an hour and 15 minutes, and. It's funny, man, because the students, like, you can clearly tell that Davey Boy Smith is like,
Matt is hardcore for fans.
I watched it, and also I want to say, check out the new Team New Era t-shirts on newjapanprowrestling.com. You can get them there. It says Bullet Club on there, but just it out in the morning.
Can I ask one question?
What?
Yeah.
You're obviously a diehard fan.
I know wrestling. Okay,
and
I haven't been
have
in the business.
Friends, but no, that's my question. Why didn't you ever get into the business?
It's a long story. I don't know.
We'll ask you next week.
I mean, you know, there's other roles.
Could have been a manager or a referee.
I think what I was
like
interested in getting into it, like in 2008 or 9, it was weird. It was a weird downtime and. Yeah, I don't know, man. But we'll talk about it next time on the podcast.
That
could be a whole episode to dive
that's
into.
A good point.
Matt about Knuckles.
What do you mean?
Your friend.
We
Knuckles.
Had a friend one time. My tag partner. This is how Team New Era started. It'll be real quick. We were booked in Buffalo or somewhere up towards there, and my tag partner. Pat backed out last minute work thing, whatever. So I called Corey and he was like, I think I can make it. Da, da, da. So I just booked my other friend who wasn't a worker at all. I was just not going to tag him in. I was just going to have him call.
That's smart.
Right.
Smart.
But like you, he's watched wrestling his whole life. Da, da, da. So I was like, it'll be great. Like, who cares? And I was wrestling two guys that I knew very well. So then Corey was like, yo, I can come. I was like, good, I got this manager. He's great. But I just met Corey, so I didn't want to tell him. I'm just bringing this dude. And he's been like my best friend like my whole life. So we get up there. He did a good job. He did a great job. Right. We had like matching stuff. Everything went over good. We go to the bar later that night. And I was like, look, man, I got something to tell you. He's never done this before. Because you were like, yo, we got to get Eddie to book him. Da, da, da. And I was like, I don't think we can. You're like, wow. I was like. Dude, I was like, he's never done this. Like, if he messed up or
but
something,
that,
like,
that could
Eddie
have been a storyline. Like...
And then you were like, I'm going home and telling Eddie we wouldn't have got over if it wasn't for him. It was awesome. And we had pictures. Like, he was signing autographs. He was selling stuff.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm like, if you just pretend you belong, like, Matt, just show up at a show now.
The thing is, I'll show easy. Up and be, like, the best-looking, biggest guy there, most athletic.
See, that's the thing. That's the like, problem.
Six,
I'm going to show
6'4", 250 pounds. I mean, come on.
Twisted Steel.
Twisted
and
Steel.
Sex appeal.
Why are you? Don't laugh like that.
I was laughing at Rick doing that.
You covered your face towards me when you laughed like that.
I was laughing at Rick doing the cliche Twisted Steel and Sex Appeal.
Twisted Steel and Sex Appeal.
It's probably in every like someone's like putting a promo audition together. That's probably like in every wrestling audition.
I did a match against Gary Wolf years ago, and he was like. He's like, Twisted Steel and Sex Appeal. I was like, don't bring the sex appeal in our match, please.
Who made that saying up? Like, whose is that?
It's like Macho Man? I don't know.
Dude, I would love to find that out, actually.
What's the origin of Twisted Steel?
Because you hear
Steel
so
many people
have
used
say.
It.
You hear so many people say.
Mark, what is going on with the Uneducated Podcast? We're hearing that it's
my show is officially dead. Ed, what made our show so wild and great killed the show. Too much drinking, too much like, and Ed needed to back off. And we're going to be redeveloping the show. I'm going to, I think, start next week. I'm going to start putting old episodes up as classics if people want to just listen to it. Until we're going to be changing the name and everything and figuring everything out. He wants to do some kind of variety show. I don't know. I don't know if I can take the workload on because he is a diva and he just a
variety show. You guys going into like vaudeville?
You know how Ed is though. Like he's the talent, I guess. I do all the work and then he just sits down. He sits down in front of a live mic and starts talking and then I feel your pain.
Yeah.
I may be doing a show called Stranded at Royal Farms.
can I please be the co-host on that show?
So we're just going to sit in the parking lot at Royal Farms with my hood up and just talk from there.
I would love to do that show with you.
It's actually not a bad idea. Just interview people that come over and try and help.
Is your battery dead? Hey, so what do you do for a living?
It's your starter. You can talk to me if you want to. I'm going to be under your car banging your starter with a hammer.
He was hitting it with an ice scraper.
Your battery's dead.
Corey, talk to me, man. What do you got?
Check out episode 147 of Evolving with Corey Castle. I had exoneree Jeffrey Deskovic on this week. He served 16 years in prison for a murderer that he did not commit.
Oh, that's awesome.
And man, he's doing
not
something
awesome that
no, no,
that's awesome.
No, it's such
awesome
an amazing
that you have
it's
right.
An, such an amazing journey and it's, that was a, it's such a cool conversation. I mean, the sound quality isn't what I wanted it to be, but man, it's such a good, the content-wise, it's so good. It's definitely worth checking out. So let me know what you guys think of it afterwards.
I'm excited to see it.
Awesome. When's it come out?
It came out.
It's out already?
It's out.
Yeah.
It's on
streets. iTunes.
It's on Spotify and iTunes and wherever you find podcasts. And if you listen to Rassle Rock and you dig it every week, let us know you exist and follow us on Instagram to check out our new Rassle Rock blocks. We're going to have them every week, minute-long videos to just give you a highlight of our fun that we're having here in the studio. You can see our faces and watch us laugh at our own goofy stuff.
And I got a whole bunch of stuff on YouTube as well. That's where you... I know. Whole bunch of stuff on YouTube. It's where you can see the Rassle Rock blocks. You can also check them out on social media, like Corey said. But if you want to check out the rest of my stuff on YouTube, you can see a lot of videos with Matt Bomboy, with Corey Castle, a whole bunch of wrestling. It's tinyurl.com/YouTube. Rick Connor. Like, comment, subscribe, do all that fun YouTube stuff. Also, check out our merchandise store, man. Tiny URL. No, it's not. Teespring.com. Teespring.com/store/Rassle-Rock. Every single item on there is connected to a different charity. So when you're buying something, you're helping somebody out. If you're not buying something, then F you.
You don't care about charities.
Matt Bomboy brought up my other podcast that I do, which is actually with Mark Kalbacher's sister, Karen. It's called It's Something to Do. We go over movies and TV shows.
You can go over the Uneducated Podcast, a show that lasted about 4 years and it died out of nowhere.
We can, actually.
Wait, what's so funny, how do you say it?
It's something to do.
So I thought it was A. I was like, why are you doing this Canadian thing? Hey. I was like,
something to do,
eh? So weird. That sounds better the way
I don't know what it's about.
Yeah, I was like, wait. I was so confused.
Let's go to the
Matt Bomboy actually did the design, our logo design.
Are you
design.
Actually, you're going to use that?
We're using it. For some reason, it's not popping up on iTunes.
You have
but
like a dog on it.
Right, for no reason.
This is awesome, like the Wrestle Rock.
The Wrestle Rock logo.
I was like, I know he knows how to make logos. Like, why didn't he make a logo? But then listen, I've been trying about peeing outside for like 20 minutes, so I did like the bathroom.
You did like a bathroom logo. Yeah, it made sense. It's cool. Cool. If you look at it on Facebook, if you can find our link on Facebook for that show,
don't show it to Luke Gallows because then he'll steal it.
Steve Gallows walking around with us.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me.
I thought he had just got up.
He was like, "All right, I had it. I had it.
I'm out of here."
I have a podcast in the Philadelphia area, and you stole my logo.
What?
Steve, Matt, thank you guys so much for coming on.
You're welcome.
It's been great. Give it up, guys, man. Woo! Steve from the Healing Podcast.
Steve
Schaefer and Matt Bomboy. Huh?
I said, Steve, shut up.
Steve, shut up.
Been gabbing this whole time. Never let anyone get a word in.
My bad.
All right, that'll about do it for this week of Wrestle Rock. For Matt Flowers, for Corey Castle, for Mark Kaufacher, I'm Rick Connor. And let's take it out. We'll go. See how much that sucks? Let's take it out like we always do.
It's pretty sign off-y, though.
With Mr. Nick Burke.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.